The only written record of the meal mentions just two items, deer and wildfowl. We look to other documentation, oral histories from both the Pilgrims and Native Americans, paintings and drawings, cookbooks and journals of the colonists, to get an idea as to what that day was like. Turkey probably was the wild fowl mentioned. Wild turkey was plentiful in New England and was consumed. The turkey may have been stuffed with herbs, onions, and chestnuts, all available and commonly used. Cranberries may also have been used, but they would have been like sauce or sweetened. They were not a common component of the pilgrims' meals. Sweet potatoes were eaten by the English while they were still in England, but neither they nor white potatoes were grown in the pilgrims' gardens or familiar to the Native Americans. And what about pumpkin pie? Not likely consumed on this day in 1620. Pumpkins and squash were available, but recipes for pumpkin pie do not appear until much later in the century.